This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dick Vitale.
I got a request.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're going to be up for it, but we didn't have audio of Dick Vitale. This is one that he wrote.
Yes.
And so when you read his quote, can you do it in the style of Dick Vitale, please? It shouldn't be that hard. Everybody has a Dick Vitale, you know, take.
God, you're putting me on the spot. It's probably going to be terrible, but yeah, I'll play along.
That's even better.
So I'm going to set it up a little first. So he writes and does his bracket. No surprise, Dick Vitale has Duke winning the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, he has Michigan State beating Bryant, Marquette, and Iowa State, which would put them in the Elite Eight. He has Michigan beating UC San Diego,
mm-hmm.
avoiding the trendy upset everybody's picking.
Mm-hmm.
He has them beating Texas A&M.
The Aggies.
And how about this? He has Michigan beating number one Auburn in the Sweet 16.
If Auburn's even there. Auburn didn't even make it that far last year.
Right. So it sets up what Dickie V wrote. A rivalry game with Final Four trip on the line. Are you serious? Sparty wins the battle of Michigan.
That was a bad effort. You didn't even throw a baby in there.
He didn't say baby.
I know, but he didn't write it. But if he, that's because he wrote this. He's not going to write in baby. You've got to add that to the audio.
A rivalry game with Final Four on the line? Are you serious, baby? Sparty wins the Battle of Michigan. It's bad. It's a bad Dickie V. I hear it.
Oh, that sounds better than what Dick Vitale sounds like now.
Oh, but don't do that. The man's battled cancer.
He's had throat cancer.
You do a better Dick Vitale. How about this? Call in and give us your Dick Vitale, John.
Oh, yeah. Call in. Give us your Dick Vitale.
But the question is actually, do you want to see this? Michigan State in the Elite Eight.
I'm 100%. And I know, in my bracket, I have them meeting.
Do you?
Yes. And in my bracket, I tore down the blue wall. And I have Michigan State going to the Final Four.
They're going to excommunicate
you. Which I said yesterday.
You're not going to be welcome back.
We were doing the whole, you know, our predictions. But, I mean, okay. What logical individual? Now, I know you could throw logic out the window at times in the tournament. It's why we call it March Madness. It's madness.
Yep.
But I just don't, with what we saw in the two opportunities that Michigan had, one at home and one on the road, neither of them looked good for Michigan. So why would I sit there and say, third time's a charm?
Yeah, I think if I'm a Spartan fan, bring it on.
But I want the opportunity.
But if I'm a Michigan fan, it's the same thing. Hey, give me another chance at this because yeah. It would be awesome to throw a Tom Izzo team that would be looking at a Final Four run.
It'd be awesome, baby!
That was actually pretty good. It would be a chance to topple Izzo in one of these seasons that they feel like they could actually win it all. It would be great satisfaction for Michigan to A, go to a Final Four, but B, to beat Michigan State to do it. Yeah, you absolutely want that opportunity and that matchup. I can't imagine either fan base says no. If Dick Vitale is correct,
mm-hmm.
and we get this game, who's upset? Who says no? Who doesn't want a rematch?
This would be annoying.
What?
I would not like this game. This game would be annoying.
You're a Michigan fan. You don't want this?
No. Part of it is scared Wolverine fan, quite honestly, because we have seen it twice. By the way, like, what, they're going to beat Auburn?
Dick Vitale, a respected basketball voice and legend, has them doing this. Now, maybe he's doing it just because he wants to see this happen. It's never happened before, Michigan versus Michigan State. Izzo, we think he's still going to be around for another couple of years, but maybe it never happens during the Izzo era. This would be epic.
It'll be Final Four, number 9 for Mr. Izzo.
That's a great one. So much better. Both of ours, so much better than Costa.
I don't do impressions.
I put you on the spot. I'll defend your...
No, you don't have to defend
Dickie
me.
Your Dickie V.
248-539-9797.
That was
great... believe, Michigan, you got to believe, they'll be right there against the Spartans.
That's such a good Dickie V.
I think it was worse the second time.
Hey, it's not going to be perfect. He's not Dickie V, but it had all of the components.
Texter says, call in and give us your Dick Vitale. 248-539-9797.
Yes. Please follow that with the Tecumseh Tom from the afternoon show.
Tecumseh Tom. Mm-hmm. All right. Would you want to see this rematch? 248-539-9797. We do have the True Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. A chance to win $2,000. We have Dear John at 7:35. And yeah, we're going to keep talking about the madness for most of the show. But I think this is an interesting local angle.
Is there any chance? Now, if this were to happen, I think most of us, and I don't know how everybody's going to fill out their brackets, because there are some, you know, the doom and gloomers that think, oh, Michigan State's going to lose to Bryant. It's a 15-2. It's a repeat. No. That's not going to happen. But they also believe that, you know, maybe they're not as good. Maybe the Big Ten is overrated. I don't know. If Michigan State feels like they are not a lock, but the most predictable to be there.
Yeah.
Michigan, on the other hand, if they win 3 games to get to that point, will they not be playing the most consistent and best basketball of the season? Because it would have followed 3 games in the Big Ten Championship. We're not beautiful.
No.
But they were wins.
They're wins.
And then they get a win over the hot team, UC San Diego, and they end up getting a win over, whether it's Texas A&M or Yale, Auburn, or whoever else gets there. Would you not have to admit that they are playing,
yes,
to get there, the best basketball of the season?
Not only that, I would make the argument they would have had to conquer their demons to do it, right? If they beat UC San Diego, and again, the spread's like 2.5 points. It's supposed to be a nail-biter tonight, late night. If they win, I'm imagining it's because they take care of the basketball, mm-hmm, right? That's confronting demon number one.
Yep.
The second round, Dick Vitale has them playing Texas A&M, number one offensive rebounding team. You remember when you guys played Illinois, John? Like, Michigan has had issues. But if they conquer that, they box out, they keep them at bay, those 7-footers play every bit of 7 feet.
And they don't turn the ball over?
And they don't turn. Again, you're conquering your demons, and then along the way, you are playing your best basketball, hottest team, right?
And then in the Sweet 16, let's keep crafting this. Not only do they not turn the ball over, they rebound. They find some mojo at the 3-point line, but they also make their free throws.
Trey Donaldson, the Auburn transfer, gets some revenge against his former team. How about that?
I clearly asked the wrong person for the impersonation. We should have had Greg read the initial quote.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
248-539-9797. Couple ticket texters.
Greg, that's so good. And it was kind of spot on. Do you sit there during games and actually impersonate Dick Vitale? Because I think at some point we've all done that.
A little bit with the raspy last. And you know who does it even more is my wife.
Oh, really? Really? Can we get her to call in?
Probably asleep.
Yes, probably. Hers is not flattering of him, by the way.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is there are legendary voices. And I think people do sit there and imitate those voices while the game is being played.
Can we get a diaper dandy out of somebody? 248-539-9797. Texter says, Michigan fan here. I have Michigan losing in round two and an epic upset by Yale.
Ooh.
State in the Final Four. As a State fan, I'd love to have a free win against Michigan to get to the Final Four. Izzo owns May.
Yeah. No argument here. I mean, I think the argument for Michigan State is if you just simply want the path of least resistance. Now, Michigan would have to obviously play good to get there, but if Auburn's there, they're a much bigger threat. Yeah. They're the number one overall seed.
If you're Michigan State, you go, hey, go ahead and knock out Auburn for us.
Yeah, please do the dirty work for us.
Matt in Southfield, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy March Madness Day. How you doing?
Good. Doing all right.
Good. Man, dude, am I the biggest Michigan fan there is? But let me tell you, with our turnover ratio, I think we're getting knocked out the second round at Texas A&M, and I think Michigan State's getting knocked out by Auburn.
I mean, it's...
What do you guys...
Auburn is the number one overall seed, so if you're just going chalk, sure, that would be what would be possible.
True. I wouldn't say I'm just going off chalk. I mean... Listen, the Big Ten basketball is different than Big Ten football, right? Yeah. I mean, every year you'd see Michigan beat, you know, Michigan State when it comes to football. But, I mean, Auburn's been a powerhouse school in March Madness for, I don't know, the last, what, 7-8 years? I mean, my biggest thing is, like, when you got a team like that, yes, have they lost three in a row? I think Michigan State, you know, regardless of that, you lost to Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a bad loss, but you lost to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament when you're coming off hot. I don't know. I think Michigan teams are done by the second, third round.
Yeah, I don't think that Michigan's making it to the Sweet 16. No. And for Michigan,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.